Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about Luke chapter 5 and take a look at verses 4 and 5 and talk about directed service. Here we go. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Simon Peter and several of the other disciples had fished all night without success. In the morning, Jesus wanted to use their boat as a makeshift pulpit. So many people crowded to hear Jesus at the shore of the lake that it was best for the Savior to sit in the boat and teach. Then Jesus told Simon Peter, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets." You see, after Jesus had finished teaching, he wanted to do something good for Simon, who had lent him the use of the boat. Peter could not give something to Jesus without Jesus giving even more back to him. And as far as we can tell, Jesus was in the boat as he directed them. Jesus was in the boat in verse 3, so it seems that he was also in the boat in verse 4. His presence gave the disciples confidence. Jesus was right there with his disciples as he told them to row out and to give it another try. With the greatest respect and using the title Master, Simon Peter explained to Jesus that it didn't make much sense to fish during the day when the sunlight on the water drove the fish even deeper. They had toiled all night and not caught anything, so there wasn't much reason to expect that they would catch anything in the brightness of day. Then Simon Peter said something wonderful. He said this, "Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Even though it didn't make a lot of sense, Peter would try. Now, I like to imagine the excuses that Simon Peter could have made. He didn't make these excuses, but he could have. He could have said, "You know, I worked all night and I'm tired." He could have said, "I know a lot more about fishing than a carpenter does." He could have said, "The best fishing is at night, not in the daytime." He could have said, "All these crowds and the loud teaching would have scared the fish away." He could have told Jesus, "Hey, we already washed our nets." Or he could have said, "Jesus may know religion, but he doesn't know fishing." Instead, Simon Peter said this, "At your word, I will let down the net." This was Peter's great statement of faith and trust in the word of Jesus. Peter's faith was rewarded, and he pulled in a huge catch of fish. God's people throughout the ages have lived and gone forth with this confidence in the word of Jesus. We can all say this to Jesus, because at your word, there was light. At your word, the sun, moon, stars, and planets were created. At your word, life came to this earth. At your word, creation is held together and sustained. At your word, empires rise and fall. History unfolds according to his great plan. Friends, it's frustrating to work with no results. But when you are in that place, trust the word of Jesus and let him direct your service.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.